Right now, when you see a patient like this who does have compromised renal function, how does it affect the way you select therapy, at least up front? Now, this man, I want to clarify, was he 75 at diagnosis or he's 75 now?
He's 75 now.
Okay.
So he was in his late 60s at the time.
So he was actually in his late 60s. Did you have a previous creatinine on him from before he had myeloma to know what it was?
Yeah, I don't remember, but he didn't have a known history of renal dysfunction before this happened. So this was really an acute episode.
Right. So he was a younger man, I guess. In the late 60s, you would have been thinking about transplant.
Right, exactly.
And now you're thinking about an induction regimen. What's the typical induction regimen that's being used or was being used in 2010? And how does that change in a patient like this who has renal dysfunction?
Right. So our standard induction then, and it remains one of our most common standard induction now, is the combination of lenalidomide, bortezomib, and dexamethasone. And for the standard patient who doesn't have acute kidney dysfunction, that's the regimen that we would choose. In those patients who present like this with acute kidney injury for whatever reason, whether it's for the myeloma kidney like it was in his case or other reasons, we often initially leave off the lenalidomide. And we leave off the lenalidomide because the toxicities associated with lenalidomide in patients with significant renal dysfunction is higher. We find that we have to make dose modifications to safely deliver lenalidomide. And so we have a long history of being able to give bortezomib and dexamethasone, and then we often try to give a third agent. Our approach is to give thalidomide, which is not commonly used anymore, but thalidomide is not impacted by kidney function. And we know that the three-drug regimen of bortezomib, thalidomide, and dexamethasone is superior to the doublet regimen. The other regimen that it's commonly used is the addition of cyclophosphamide, because we can also give cyclophosphamide safely in patients with renal dysfunction. But our approach is, and usually these patients with renal dysfunction are actually in the hospital. So you're trying to do things very quickly. And we know that as soon as you make the diagnosis of myeloma in the hospital, the next day you can initiate the combination of bortezomib and dexamethasone and very rapidly try to turn things around. You get your thalidomide prescription written, get that into the patient as soon as possible. And then what we do, as soon as the patient's kidney function turns around and they're no longer in dialysis and they're having a remission, then we switch them from thalidomide to the standard IMID lenalidomide.
So it looks like this man, though, just got the bortezomib dex, though, right?
At the time, he just received bortezomib dexamethasone.
Right. And how did he respond to the therapy and what was the next step?
So he responded very well to therapy. He was able to rehab, get out of the hospital. He achieved a PR to his initial therapy. And then his performance status was so good that we moved him to a transplant. We collected stem cells and he had high-dose therapy and autologous stem cell transplant and achieved a VGPR from there.
And how did he tolerate the transplant?
He did great. He really had minimal complications.